The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's time for the Pensacola Chamber Connection. And in the house, we have with us Todd Thompson, president and CEO, who selected that song, by the way.
Well, you know, we're coming up on back to school, so
I thought
that would be fitting. It's pretty up-tempo.
Yeah,
get people
perfect.
Going here.
So. The ABC's 1, 2, 3's. We're in it now.
Right.
So what's happening with you? Have you had a good summer? Did you get any time off? I know you had the 4th of July and Belangels,
yeah.
And I mean, it's been a lot.
Yeah, I missed a couple weeks ago. I was not here for the Chamber Connects. We had our LEAP folks come in.
And they did a great job, by the way.
It was really good.
So,
but I was actually in New Orleans. We had a Chamber Executives conference.
The ACCE, the
big
one?
It.
That's
yeah.
the big one.
That was it.
Yeah.
Almost 1,000 Chamber wow. executives from across the country. So
cool.
Learning and... learning from other chamber executives, talking to them about the challenges that they're facing. It's very similar to the mm-hmm. challenges we face in our community, but a lot of great information and a lot of great takeaways. And then spent a couple extra days in New Orleans, just took a little time.
Well, I would.
Yeah, and I enjoyed some good food.
Some beignets.
Yep.
So what was your biggest takeaway this year? What was a common thread for the chambers across the country? Because obviously they're different depending
right.
on what, I mean, a beach chamber is very different from one in Colorado or out on the coast or New York or, you know. So.
Yeah, and just, you know, I tried to find executives from similar size communities and chambers mm-hmm. to try to change information and kind of take some of their expertise as well. And, you know, we're facing a lot of the same challenges that a lot of other folks are facing, mm-hmm. Whether it's workforce development, it's housing, childcare, those sorts of things.
Concerns and about AI, I would imagine,
there was,
for the business community.
Some discussion about that, but also utilizing AI for your mm-hmm. benefit, you know, how you could be more efficient and
right.
you know, work faster with those types of tools.
So mm-hmm.
But discussions about membership and retention and events and all the things that chambers do. So it was interesting.
It's kind of reassuring when you go to those kind of conferences too, because sometimes you feel like you're on an island.
It's true.
When you're dealing as a president.
Like, am I the only one dealing with this?
Yes,
and then you get
yes.
to talk to people. It's like, it's a little therapy session.
Yeah, no, it's good because you get a sense of, I'm not the only one dealing with this situation. This
right.
is a common issue all around.
Yes.
And that does make you feel better. But also these conferences are so solution oriented,
right.
I have found.
Yeah, a lot of takeaways.
Yeah, it was just great. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And
but,
New Orleans.
But it's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Well, good to have you back.
Yeah, and we're rolling, you know, back into our busy seasons. So
you opened up your calendar this morning and went, we're off to the races
here
now.
Here we go.
So tell us what's going on. What you got going?
So just this week alone, we've got on Wednesday morning, 8:30 a.m. At the Chamber, our Chamber 101. It's a new member orientation, but it's also open to any chamber member who wants to come in and just get a refresher on your benefits,
mm-hmm.
The different things you can utilize, take advantage of, you know, our social media and other sorts of things that can help get the word out about your business. Some of our events, you know, we've got some free networking events.
What time is that?
That's 8:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
We ask that you register. It's free. We ask you register just to get a head count.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and it's also just a great opportunity. It's usually between 20 and 30 folks that are there. So
nice.
You're getting to engage with other chamber members as well and get to know them. I mean, that's one of the cool things. You see folks exchanging cards.
It's nice.
Like, I needed, you know, the service you provide. So I'm so glad we met here.
Another networking opportunity.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
is great.
Yeah, which we also have our Chamber Connect, which is our biweekly lunch that mm-hmm. we do at the chamber every other Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, so okay. We'll I didn't realize it was twice a week.
Yeah. So we'll have this Tuesday and this Thursday.
Nice.
Again, it's 11:30 a.m. free to chamber members. We have a sponsor that'll bring lunch, and there'll be networking. There'll be some education about how to network and how to get the word out about your business. And mm-hmm. then, you know, just that opportunity to connect with other chamber members. So that's another great way if you're a small business person and you know, maybe you don't have time to get out to some of our other events. This is at lunch. We feed you, you know, and you still have that opportunity to connect. Thursday evening we have Startup Source Pensacola. Now this is a innovation and entrepreneur initiative.
I'm not familiar with this one, so tell me more about this.
This is something that we've done with Lloyd Richard, mm-hmm. who chairs our Innovation Entrepreneur Committee. We work with the PNJ. We work with the Kakua Institute, IHMC, some other organizations, UWF. It's just a kind of a loose organization of folks who come together to, you know, we're trying to figure out how to support entrepreneurs, folks who have new ideas for businesses. And we have started having monthly socials. So this Thursday, right after work, mm-hmm. We'll be at the CoLab building downstairs, 418 West Garden Street, for a social. So if you're a small business person, if you're into innovation, AI, we have conversations about that, entrepreneurship, all that. So that'll be 5 to 7 free at 418 West Garden Street. It'll be on the first floor downstairs in the CoLab building.
What a great resource.
Yeah, so that's a great event. We used to do quarterly, but we're just finding that monthly gets people in that rhythm of...
Of course, yeah. Know. Well, and nowadays with everything changing monthly,
right,
weekly,
right. Yeah,
you really
yeah.
need
just
to
getting
have
the
that
updates.
Yeah, absolutely. And with someone like Lloyd Richard, I've known him for many years,
right.
and he's such an expert in these things and always has been. So he and his wife are very active in the community.
Yes.
So it's great that he does this.
Yes. And then Friday morning, we're back with our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast for
that's
August.
This week too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no wonder you woke up.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's
like I said, we're back at it.
It's, yeah.
You know, we're back in the busy season.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be at Scenic Hills Country Club.
So this is the monthly breakfast, in case someone doesn't know.
Yep. So 7:30 a.m. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to register. And Gulf Winds Credit Union is this month's sponsor.
So nice.
They'll be providing the program, but we'll have our nonprofit of the month, small business of the month. If you're a new member, you get to come up and do a 30-second elevator pitch for your business in front of 120 people.
Well, so, there you go.
It's a great way to start off your weekend. And,
it's a great networking event. This has been going on a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, this is a real chamber tradition.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're, it's one of our favorite things to do every month. And always great to see folks on a Friday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Networking and excited about what's happening in the business community.
So we're back now. This is the Chamber Connection. The Pensacola Chamber's president and CEO, Todd Thompson, is here giving us... I'm exhausted just hearing the list of things you got going on just this week.
Just this week, yeah.
Crazy.
And then, you know, with back to school, we have our State of Education luncheon next Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
At UWF. So we'll have leadership from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Public Schools. We'll have President Diaz from UWF.
Wow.
President Meadows from Pensacola State College. We'll have Columbia Southern there. So a lot of perspectives on what's happening as we kick off the school year. You know, there's lots of changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things change rapidly. So kind of get the updates on what's happening in the education community and what's
so
the
can new, anyone go to that? Do you have to be a chamber member to go, or how does that work?
Well,
if a parent was interested in coming.
Yeah, so we're pretty close. I mean, if you want to come, I would say get on and get your ticket now at PensacolaChamber.com. We're very close to selling out.
I'm not surprised.
Right? So, but it's open to members and non-members. Members get a better price.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the benefit of being a member.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be really interesting, and can't wait to hear from those leaders in education about what they're seeing.
And what's the date and time again?
So yeah, it's next Tuesday, the 11th. It'll be starting at 11 a.m. at UWF's Conference Center.
Mm-hmm.
11 to 1. Program starts at 11:30. And you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get those seats.
Wow, you're not kidding when you said you've launched this month with a bang.
Right,
there's
right.
So much happening.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, and that's what the Chamber is all about, isn't it? In so many ways, is to keep us locally informed and to have the networking opportunities as well.
Yeah, and that's when I went to this conference, one of the things that, you talk to other folks and exchange ideas, and one of the things that people were really interested in is our State of series. So we do State of Education, State of Healthcare will be in November, State of Economy is always the first quarter of the year, and then State of the Military is around springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great opportunity to hear from local experts about what they're seeing in all these fields, and really get that update, that's important to the business community. So that's something people are like, oh, I'm going to take this back and share this with my chamber leadership and see if we can do that, because, mm-hmm. It's such a value.
I think it's a great idea, and it's certainly been, I think you've sold out every time. So
yeah, it always
successful.
Sells out, and it gets good media coverage. So.
Well, if you just joined us, we're talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. This is the Chamber Connection. If you've got a question, now's the time to send it on in at 850-437-1620. So lots of events that, not just events for events' sake, so to speak, but, I mean, these events have some value. I mean, they're actually learning events.
Well, we're very intentional about our events. We mm-hmm. want to make sure that there's a focus that's going to benefit our chamber members. So, mm-hmm. We try to provide events that'll give you that information or education that you're looking for. Networking, if that's your thing, then we have lots of networking
Absolutely.
Opportunities. We'll be cranking up in September our Workforce Wednesdays.
Talk about that.
Restarting. So that's something we did for a while. We have a relationship Career Source Escarosa.
Mm-hmm.
We have an employee, Jesse Wolf, who is employed through Career Source but has an office at the chamber, and he's our
liaison,
between the chamber and the business community and Career Source to educate the business community about what resources are out there,
mm-hmm.
If there are job fairs, if there are events and things like that. So we'll be restarting. We were doing these for a while, and then we lost the person in that role. So
gotcha.
we have Jesse now.
Oh, that's great.
And so that'll be starting in September. Again, providing those educational resources to businesses that are looking. I mean, everybody's looking for employees. I hear
mm-hmm.
it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that bringing that value again.
Right. What are some of the best job sources around town? I mean, you're probably familiar with some of the sites.
Well, Career Source Escarosa, I think it's floridajobs.com is, mm-hmm. is their job board. And you do have to register to get on that, whether you're an employer or if you're a job seeker.
Right.
But it is a tremendous resource to getting, the full kind of idea of what's out there. And if you're a business that, needs employees, that's a great way to get the word out. They do a tremendous job, Career Source Escarosa does, of, getting the word out. They do a lot on social media. They
mm-hmm.
have e-blasts, all those sorts of things that help get the word out as well. So that's where I really encourage people to look. For, whether you're looking for employees or if you're someone who's looking for a new job.
Because they have resources for job seekers as well. I mean,
correct.
I think they have some
yeah.
help with resumes,
yeah,
interviews, what to wear, those
right.
kinds of
so
things.
Right, so you can go into their office. It's on North 9th Avenue. And, they'll help you out. And most of their resources are free.
I mean, right.
It's paid through the state. So, definitely take advantage of that. And if they have programs for on-the-job training, so if
mm-hmm.
you're bringing someone in, they need some training, there's some money there to help pay for that person. So there's some great opportunities and resources with CareerSource, and you know, we're trying to help them get the word out as well.
So next week is that event?
No, it's not until September.
It's September. Okay, yeah. In September. Yeah. But you can find out all of these events that are happening, especially the networking events, on the Chamber's website.
Right. So, PensacolaChamber.com. You can get on our email distribution list. Yeah, anyone can get on this.
So you don't have to be a member to be on the list?
No, to get our emails, mm-hmm. you don't have to be a member. You just send your information to news@PensacolaChamber.com, and we'll add you to our email distribution list. But, you know, follow us on social media. We're on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're posting information and events all the time on those resources. But yeah, to get, you know, to be a part of our e-blast, so we do a Friday member news e-blast. If you want to post something on that, or if you want to post something on our community calendar that's on mm-hmm. our website, you do have to be a member, and those are great resources for members who you know, take advantage of those things.
Well, you certainly are an active chamber. You have so many resources, so many networking opportunities and events. So if someone's listening this morning thinking, you know, I've been on the fence about it, but now I'm thinking about joining, what would be the best steps to take to join? And can you give us sort of a, I know you have tiered memberships, but just kind of give us a sense of the cost.
Right. So you go to PensacolaChamber.com, and we have a membership tab on our website, so you get all the information there. And we have different levels. I mean, we try to be sensitive to, you know, we have an entrepreneur level. It's $450 a year. So
that's not bad for the whole year.
Right.
And wow.
You get, you know, your ribbon cutting. It's a full event. We come out with our ambassadors. We film it live. It runs live on Facebook.
Oh, fun.
So you get that. And then we do a follow-up post the next day with photos and more information about your business on the post. So kind of get two for one, mm-hmm. you know, right off the bat.
Right.
You get a free seat at Good Morning Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So if you're a new member, you get just one for the year, but one, you know, for one Good Morning Pensacola. But that, you know, then you get the opportunity to come up and do your 30-second elevator pitch.
Right.
So, you know, right there, those two things, you really get a lot of publicity for your business. But then you get, you know, the free networking mm-hmm. lunches I referred to early, every other Tuesday and Thursday, free business after hours every month that's hosted at a chamber business.
Oh, when's the one for this month?
Oh, you had to ask me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
The week after next.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are always fun too, because a lot of folks they can't get to the breakfast, which is a big networking event. So then sometimes it's easier to go somewhere after work, which is why the business after hours are so much fun, because typically they're at a location, location that's a chamber member.
Yeah. So for August, it's on Thursday, August 20th at Moorhead Law Group on Palafox Street. So they have a beautiful office right there on Palafox Street that's up on the second floor. So
oh, nice.
Beautiful balcony view of Palafox Street.
Excellent.
So, yeah, you know.
That'll be
another
fun.
Another free event for chamber members. So
oh, my gosh.
Lots of opportunities to get out there and connect.
Well, all of this information can be found on their website at PensacolaChamber.com. And I had someone text in, what does it cost to be a member? So we sort of touched
right.
on that.
There's, so, yeah.
Explain kind of there's tiers of membership.
Right. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for. So our entrepreneur level is $450 for the year. And we can work with you if you want to pay monthly or quarterly, or if you just want to pay all at once, we can do that. And then if you have multiple locations, you know, we move up next level $720 a year, but that gives you two locations
right.
to be a part of, you know, everything that's listed online and, mm-hmm. and, you know, that sort of thing. So all the way up to our partner level is $8,000, and that's obviously some of our larger businesses. There are additional benefits that
sure.
go with that. But we work with you. You know, Willa Licata is our membership.
She's the best.
Guru.
We
She's
love
amazing.
Willa.
And she will work with you on, you know, what is the right level. And some people want to get kind of a taste, you know, so they'll come in at the entrepreneur level, you know, get a feel for it, and like, oh, yeah, we see the benefit and we want to do more.
Right, right.
And then this fall, we will have our sponsorship campaign.
Oh, that's right.
Where we'll be offering all of our events, all of our communications, everything that we're doing, sponsorships for that.
And so, watch out for that email, because it's nice how y'all do it, because you kind of take care of it all at once. So you can, if you know you can't do something in the fall, but you can do it in the spring, you can sign up for, say, a business after hours in the spring.
Exactly. So we provide, the sponsorships for Good Morning Pensacola, Business After Hours, our State of Series, PACE Awards, our First Responders Lunch, Golf Tournament, all that. We try to do it all within a couple month period, just so you as a business say, okay, we've got, you know, $2,000 to spend on chamber sponsorships.
Right.
And we give you that menu of choices, and you pick, all right, I want to do these three things. We invoice you one time, you pay, and then we don't have to chase you around the rest of the year.
Right.
So it helps us organize the year. It helps you plan and
oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, it's very smart.
Have us showing up one day like, hey, the golf tournament's in a month. Do you want to sponsor? Right.
No, that makes perfect sense. So, smart.
So it's worked well for us. So yeah, if you're thinking about sponsoring a chamber event next year, because we do it in the fall, but it's for next
26,
calendar
27.
Year.
It's kind of like the school year in a
right,
way.
Yeah. Right. So but be on the lookout for that, and we'll be getting more information out soon.
Okay, well, already in this month of August, we've got a lot of events just happening this week and next. You want to, somebody that may be just joining us, kind of recap, because there's several things going on this
week. Right. So this Wednesday, Chamber 101, 8:30 a.m. at the Chamber. Thursday, business, it's Startup Source Pensacola, which is our Innovation Entrepreneurship Committee. We have a social 5 to 7 at the CoLab building, 418 West Garden Street.
Mm-hmm.
Friday morning, Good Morning Pensacola at Scenic Hills Country Club. Go to PensacolaChamber.com to register for that. Next Tuesday, State of Education at UWF. Doors open at 11. Again, go to PensacolaChamber.com for getting your seat for that. And then we didn't even talk about LEAP.
That's right. They're
Leadership
getting started,
Pensacola,
too.
They just had
them on a couple weeks ago.
Right. They have their opening retreat next Friday.
Already?
Wow. Yeah. And
Wow, so that just was crazy.
We were packing it in.
I mean, you are on a busy schedule.
Yep.
Well, that's great. We're talking with Todd Thompson, clearly a busy man with lots of responsibility, but you couldn't do it without your team.
No, amazing team. Great folks who get it done every day, and just very, very blessed to have them as supporting our chamber members.
Well, you can get on that email list if you want to know what's coming up, because that's really great, and that's something you can do for free. You have, like, what, 5,000 people on
something
that?
Something like that, yeah.
A lot of people on that email list. But why don't you give that information out again, too, just so someone, if they want to sign up and they're listening this morning.
Yeah, if you just want to be on our email distribution list, you can go to email us at news@PensacolaChamber.com, and we can add you, and it's free to anyone. You'll receive all the information about our events, our sponsorships, everything that's going on in the chamber.
Great. Well, it's been so much fun to have you back.
It's good to be
August.
Back.
I can't believe how busy your calendar is, but the Chambers of Commerce have a role to play today, and you just came back from that conference. It sounds like things are going well across the country for chambers.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we're all in the same boat, a lot of similar challenges, but successes, and you know, chambers are very important to communities, and we need to make sure that we remain strong.
You know, I believe in that.
Right.
I'm a big chamber girl. I just think there's so much to be, it's so many advantages for big businesses, but also for small businesses, sometimes in more ways for the entrepreneur that's getting started, because there's so many people that have been members of the chamber for decades that can give you advice on how to network, how to get started. So there's a lot of mentorship available within the chamber, which is good.
Yeah, definitely.
And so that helps a lot too. Okay, we got about 30 seconds left, sir. Anything else you want to mention before we go?
We'll have our annual meeting in September. So
oh my gosh,
be on the lookout for information on that.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely have got a busy schedule.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling.
Well, that's exciting. So that's coming up. All right. So this week, one more time.
Wednesday, Chamber 101, 8:30 a.m. Thursday, Startup Source Pensacola Social at the CoLab at 5 p.m. Good Morning Pensacola, 7:30 a.m. Friday morning.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd Thompson with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. This has been the Chamber Connection. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you again in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.